Reverend Bill Owens, I Stand with Tucker Carlson. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 16, 2020. President of the Coalition of African American Pastors, CAAP, Reverend Bill Owens told Breitbart News Monday he denounces the ideological bullying of the left, and said he will stand with Tucker Carlson against those advertisers who have pulled their ads from his Fox News Channel show, Tucker Carlson Tonight. Owens criticized what he called the cowardice of companies that reject free speech and subjugate themselves to the leftist cancel culture. Those who give in to ideological bullies should be ashamed of themselves, Owens said. This is the worst kind of cowardice, the kind that abandons principle in the face of any loud opposition. And all in pursuit of the mighty dollar. It's strange that these advertisers hope to build loyal customers when they are loyal to no one and nothing. As for me, I am proud to say that I stand for free speech and having the courage of one's convictions, he added. I stand with Tucker. Owens' comments come as multiple advertisers, including Walt Disney Company, Papa John's International Incorporated, and T-Mobile US Incorporated, all pulled ads from the popular conservative host's show. Carlson spoke to his audience last Monday about the Black Lives Matter riots and protests, many of them violent, across the nation. This may be a lot of things, this moment we are living through, but it is definitely not about black lives, Carlson said. And remember that when they come for you, and at this rate, they will. Owens, a civil rights veteran who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said Carlson observed that Democrat leaders have actually done little to improve the lives of African Americans. In his book A Dream Derailed, Owens himself has related how Democrats have supported many of the policies that have contributed to the proliferation of abortion clinics in black neighborhoods, failing schools in inner cities, and the deaths of thousands of black men and women. As I explain in my book, black families have spent decades suffering under leftist policies that have destroyed their schools, killed unborn black babies, and turned their neighborhoods into crime zones. This history cannot be wiped away with a few well-meaning tweets and political gestures. African American voters should be asking themselves whether the politicians trumpeting their support for the protests are merely trying to capitalize on this movement for political gain. The larger issue, Owens continued, is the importance of free speech and the need to stand up to the ideological bullies who try to silence Carlson and his supporters. The faith leader noted MyPillow Company CEO Mike Lindell, an outspoken Trump supporter, has remained committed to continuing his ads on Carlson's show. MyPillow is not changing its advertising, Lindell told Newsweek. I make all my advertising decisions based on what is best for my customers and my employees. MyPillow believes all lives matter and values all our employees and customers, treating them like family. If we are truly committed to helping the African American community, then we should be giving serious thought to the issues Tucker Carlson raises, not lashing out in ignorance, Owens said.